Thank you for joining us today. We hope God speaks to you. We hope dreams come alive and faith is ignited so you can impact the world and those around you for God's kingdom. Enjoy the message.
City Place, isn't there something about getting an opportunity to worship God every single day of your life? You know, there's one of my favorite verses. It says that God has ordained praise on the inside of us to be able to steal the enemy. And so whenever we enter into worship and wherever we enter into praising God, just know that there is power in your worship. Again, welcome to City Place, family. I'm so excited that we get a chance to spend some time in God's Word today. Last week, we kicked off a new series called Sunday School, stories that they may not have taught you. And I got a chance to go back and see that so many of you chose option number 3 for our story about Ehud, stick it to the man. And so that was the title of last week. For those of you that were online with us last week, we talked about Ehud and just how God used what some may have viewed as a disability. God saw it as a unique capability to bring about the freedom and deliverance for his people. And this week, we're going to continue in that series. And I said it earlier pre-service that we worship God with our hands lifted. We're going to also have an opportunity to worship God with our giving right here online. But we're going to jump into God's word right now. And I want you to lean in level 10. I want you to lean in level 10. That means that we remove the distractions. We engage in the message that God has to say today. And we take notes. And you can find today's sermon notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes. Now, I have to be honest with you. Today, I'm going to be passionate as always, but I'm going to take my time because I believe that God wants to continue to build upon this series. And so you're going to need a pen. You're going to need your Bible. And you're going to want to engage in the conversation. And if you're hopping on here for the very first time, welcome to the City Place family. You have a place to belong. You know, we say that we're not like family. We are family. And so I welcome you to the City Place family today. Go with me right now to 2 Samuel chapter 15. We're going to read verses 17 through 23. Verses 17 through 23. Now, I have notes. Make sure you download those notes because I know that God wants to say something to you today. Now, I know what you might be saying, but I've got a smartphone and I don't like paper. Our church has a brand new app. You can find that at Church Center. You can download Church Center app. You look for City Place Church, and if you go to the events tab, you'll find our sermon notes there as well. You'll find our sermon notes there as well. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17 through 23. Let me give you the context. The story involves David, and he's having a conversation with some of his men. His son Absalom has begun a revolt in the nation. What had happened was that one of David's older sons, Amnon, had just got into a wrong relationship with his sister. He abused his sister, and David, instead of dealing with his son and dealing with his poor behavior and his poor choice, David more so just kind of coddled him. Absalom, his other son, in a feat of rage, decides that he's going to take it out on his own. And so he gets rid of the problem. And when he does that, he, instead of going to his father, he flees his father, David. While he flees, David is missing his son. And when he welcomes Absalom back, Absalom actually begins to cause a revolt against his father, David. It's like a reality TV show, y'all. He begins to say, now, David is not the one who should be leading you. I should be leading you. And all of these people, the Bible say, began to follow Absalom, even though he is not the king. So they decide that they will make Absalom the king. And David, out of his older age, out of concern, decides that he is going to pack up his stuff and journey away from Absalom. And when we hop into 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17, we run right into the middle of the story as David is about to leave. And inside of this story, we will find today's Sunday school lesson. Remember last week I said that the Sunday school lesson is those lessons that brought the Bible to life in greater capacity. And we talked about the stories that we may have heard in Sunday school, the ones David and Goliath and Daniel in the lion's den and the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. But in God's word, there are stories that you may have never heard. And today we're going to pull one of those out. Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17. It says this: then the king and all of his people set out on foot. This is David, pausing at the last house to let all of the king's men move past to lead the way. There were 600 men from Gath. Everybody say Gath, who had come with David along with the king's bodyguard. Then the king turned and said to Ittai, a leader of the men from Gath, "Why are you coming with us? Go on back to King Absalom, for you're a guest in Israel, a foreigner in exile. You arrived only recently, and should I force you today to wander with us? I don't even know where we will go. Go back and take your kinsmen with you, and may the Lord show you his unfailing love and faithfulness." Verse 21. But Ittai said to the king, "I vow by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my lord the king goes, no matter what happens, whether it means life or death." David replied, "All right, come with us." So Ittai and all of his men and their families went along. Everyone cried loudly as the king and his followers passed by. They crossed the Kidron Valley and they went out towards the wilderness. Today, as we continue our series called Sunday School, the stories that they didn't tell you, today our focus is on a man by the name of Ittai. A man by the name of Ittai who the Bible says is from the place called Gath. It says that Ittai has only been in the land for a short period of time when you hear David and him converse. But he says that I'm committed to you no matter where you go, no matter what the circumstances like, even if it means life or death. Today we're talking about Ittai, and I wish I had some crazy topic and some crazy title, but this week I don't have that. This week I have to get into God's word, and so you want to be ready to take the notes, cityplacechurch.com/notes, because we're going to dive into God's word, and I want to pull out some things that's going to be vital in this Sunday school lesson. The first thing that I want you to take note of is that Ittai is noted in scripture almost in an unspoken way as being faithful. Faithful, being loyal, constant, and steadfast to the king. He was steadfast, loyal to the king, even though he had only been in the town for a short period of time. David even says to him, "Why don't you go? You haven't been here. I don't even know where I'm going." But it's proved that he says, "No, my heart's connected to you. The men that I lead, them and their families will follow me because I'm following the king." Are you with me so far? So I want you to take note of the fact that Ittai is noted in scripture as faithful. He doesn't want to leave where he committed to be. In fact, by definition, Ittai means, watch now, write this down, it means near or with me. By definition, near or with me. Write that down. So here we have a man whose scripture is showing us, even though it's not just jumping off at the page, but it's saying that his characteristic of being faithful is who he was, because he looks at the king and says, "I'm not going to leave you." He's a man from a place called Gath. Gath, you may have heard of in the story of what would be a familiar Sunday school story, David and Goliath. The Bible says that Goliath was a man who was 9 foot tall from the place called Gath. Gath was one of five cities that belonged to the Philistines. So here you have someone that grew up in a different place, that was from a more of a confrontational enemy of the people of Israel, but yet something on the inside of him said, I have to leave where I am and connect myself to the king. Y'all tracking with me? He was on the outside, but he said, I must get on the inside and I'm going to connect myself to the king. And so if there's a couple of takeaways that we can jump right in this morning, is we see that Ittai, by definition, his name means near or with me. He chooses, watch now, he chooses that he's going to be committed wherever he is, even if it costs him everything. He decides that the people that he leads, they will be connected to the king. So if there is a couple of takeaways in this story that we may have never heard in Sunday school, I want you to write this down. Our first Sunday school takeaway is that faithfulness is a choice, and hence faithfulness is my choice. Faithfulness is a choice, hence faithfulness is your choice. I can choose to be faithful or not. You can choose to be faithful or not. Ittai says, I may have come from a place where when people see me, they might see me as your enemy, but I am going to commit myself to the king. No matter where I'd come from, I am going to be faithful to the king. Can I pause right there and say, no matter where we may have come from, we have to decide in our mind in this time of life that we will be faithful and loyal and steadfast, watch now, to the king. Are you tracking with me? See, scripture has stories all up in it of men and women who, if we dive into it, we'll see that they've made a great impact in those around them in their own life, but also they can make an impact in mine. And so he says, no matter what happens, king, I am committed to you. So faithfulness, your commitment, your steadfastness is a choice. Hence, it's your choice. You and I can choose whether we will be committed and steadfast in whatever it is we decide to do or not. For today's Sunday school lesson class, I'd like to put on the table that now more than ever is our greatest opportunity to be faithful. Watch now to the king. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm talking about the one who rose from the grave. I'm talking about the one who's seated at the right hand of God the Father, who brought salvation for you. Now in the moment of life where there's politics and there is COVID and there is tensions, now is not the time for us to decide that we won't be faithful. Now is the time when faithful becomes your choice. Hence, it is yours. I'm sorry, I don't mean we just getting started. I'm just kind of massaging this Sunday school lesson and I'm already passionate. Can I get a little talk back? Come on, somebody say amen. Faithfulness is a choice. Hence, therefore, faithfulness is my choice. It says that when David pushes him away, like, why are you even coming with me? Why are you? I mean, I just now met you. Why are you coming with me? And it says that he looks and he says, I'm with you no matter what. I have decided that I'm connected to you. Write this down. Your loyalty must be kingdom minded, not personal agenda driven. Oh, that's a good one. Y'all watch now. Say it with me. My loyalty and faithfulness must be kingdom minded, not personal agenda driven. So here we have Ittai who has come into a kingdom from a foreign place. He decides that he wants to connect to the kingdom. He wants to connect to the king. There is all sorts of craziness going on with Absalom, who is following his own agenda. It says when you read, you have to read the story because I remember I just caught you up in the story because I'm focusing more on Ittai. And it says that Absalom is building his own kingdom, trying to build his own kingdom underneath or around, pushing aside the one who had been chosen king. So Absalom has his own personal agenda. And the Bible says that people, it doesn't even say people, tons of people, thousands of people, kingdoms are beginning to follow Absalom because Absalom has a personal agenda. The people who are following Absalom because they have a personal agenda. They're feeling like being connected to the king, watch now, doesn't benefit them much right now. So they want to find a counterfeit that they want to connect to because they feel like it benefits them. But yet when we look at Attai, whose name means near or with me, he says this. He says, watch this in verse 21. He says, but king, I vowed, watch now, by the Lord. My first commitment was to the ultimate king. He says, I vowed by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my Lord the king goes, no matter what happens, whether it's life or death. He says, my loyalty is kingdom minded, not personal agenda driven. He looks at the king. He says, sure, I can advance over here. Sure, life would be nicer over here. He says, but I am going to be kingdom minded rather than personal agenda driven. Can I challenge us today in the craziness of politics, in the craziness of life, in the craziness of moments where you cannot control? This is the time for you to be near to God and not push him away and following some sort of counterfeit. Are you here? Faithfulness in the kingdom versus being personally driven. Attai says, faithfulness is my choice, but it's also what God has called me and put in me to be. Henceforth, I choose to be faithful. You and I have to have. In this time of life, our faithfulness has to be kingdom minded. Father God, what do you see? What do you want? I will be faithful to you because that's the commitment that I made. He says to King David, he says, I have vowed first and foremost before the ultimate King of Kings, the ultimate Lord of Lords, the one who reigns supreme. My first vow goes to him. And he says, and henceforth, I choose to be faithful to you. Take note of this. And I said it earlier, but I want us to take note because then it'll build off of my point, okay? Watch this. Take note of the fact that Attai was from Gath of the Philistines. Can you imagine growing up, and I don't know how old Attai was. I don't know. But can you imagine the stories that have taken place in the five areas of the Philistines, one of them being Gath? Can you imagine them telling the Sunday school stories? I don't know if they had Sunday school, but can you imagine the legend of David back in Philistine territory? Y'all, we sent out a 9-foot giant, and this little shepherd boy ran through one stone, knocked the giant down. Y'all know all of Goliath's family, man. They ran things around here. I don't know what really happened. I'm just coming alive because it's Sunday school class, y'all. Can you imagine them saying one stone took him down and this shepherd boy ran over, grabbed Goliath's sword and cut his head off? And all of our people that day fled based on the power of God in one person. I wonder if Attai was sitting back there listening to the story as they were talking about the power of God, not just being outside of David, but the power of God that was living on the inside of David. I wonder if Attai was saying, why would I be stuck in exile outside of the kingdom of God when I can move myself to a place to where I would be in the kingdom of God? I wonder if, since he had said, I don't want to be going against God, I want to be working with God, I want to work for God, I want to see God do something special in my life, I wonder what was happening in Attai's mind when he was seeing that the power of God was readily available and literally impacting his territory, but it wasn't the way that he would have written it. I wonder if Attai said, I have to be connected to the king inside of the king somehow. Did you catch that? I have to be connected to the king inside of the king somehow. That goes back to I vow to the Lord first and to you, king. I wonder if he was saying I have to be connected to the kingdom of God somehow. And then I wonder if he said, if I ever get my opportunity to be connected to the kingdom of God, I will be connected to the king of God, the kingdom of God, no matter what, whether it means life or death. So if you can imagine him leaving an enemy of the people of Israel, because whenever you read Old Testament scripture, you will find a constant enemy in the Philistines. And it says that this leader of 600 men from Gath decides that he's going to connect himself to the kingdom. Can you imagine him leaving the familiar? Can you imagine him leaving the place where he was to get to where God was, to get to the kingdom where God resided, to get to the place where the king that lived in the king was? Can you imagine what happened when he was in the presence of the king? And so the Bible says, watch now. The Bible says that he leaves Gath and he begins to step into a new kingdom, a kingdom that is being led by the presence and the power of God. Watch this. Write this down. Sunday school lesson number two. Sunday school lesson number two. Faithfulness has a cost. I know this sounds real simple, but faithfulness has a cost. Your loyalty, your commitment, your steadfastness to watch now the kingdom of God has a cost. He had to leave this place, Gath, and get to the place where the kingdom of God was, the presence of God was, and it cost him something. Can you imagine the ridicule of him saying, I am going to follow God. I'm tired of being against God. I'm tired of pushing against the presence of God. I want to be in the presence of God. I want the power of God to flow through me. I want to live at a level that God designed for others. I want it to represent my house. Can you imagine him going, you traitor? How dare you go over there with the enemy? How dare you choose another side versus the gods that reside here? How dare you go over there with the one that defeated Goliath? You're a traitor. Can you imagine him leaving family members or leaving friends, taking 600? Can you imagine the 600 warriors that went with him and said, we are going to stay loyal to you too. Surely we want the presence of God as well. So he takes not only himself, his family, his community of 600. He says, we're going to the presence of God. It cost him something. Atai said, I'd rather be in the presence of God than to be stuck at going against God. See, your faithfulness to the kingdom of God, it'll cost you something. Pushing into God's presence in the middle of a COVID season will cost you a little bit of energy if you're tired. Standing up for God, not your political party in the middle of, you know, political tension, it's going to cost you something. It might cost you some friends. It might cost you something because you're not picking aside the personal agenda. No. Faithfulness to the presence of God. Worshiping God when it might seem like it's contrary to the culture, it's going to cost you something. Standing up for the name of Jesus when the culture around you is changing, it's going to cost you something. See, I choose to be faithful because I have a choice. Atai said, if it costs me my life, I will stay faithful to the king. If it costs me my life, I will stay faithful to the king. Write this down. Y'all better hang on. In order to be faithful to the kingdom, y'all ain't ready for this one. Watch this. In order to be faithful to the kingdom, I have to be disloyal to the emerging counterculture. Did you hear that? In order to be faithful to the kingdom of God, I have to be disloyal to the emerging counterculture. Hear me. I cannot stand on both lines. I'm either for the king or I'm against the king. Absalom chose to be against his father, the king. Thousands, cities decided that they were going to chase after the personal agenda versus stay connected to the kingdom. Attai said, me and my family will be committed because my name means near and with me. So no matter what happens, I vow to the King of Kings, watch now, the ultimate king, that I'll be faithful to you. See, if I choose to be loyal and faithful to the kingdom of God, then that means by default, I must be disloyal to the emerging counterculture. Whether we believe it or not, the culture around us is trying to pull you into something that may be counter to the kingdom of God. The tension of life and politics and race and the illness is trying to pull you from your kingdom belief that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above you could ask or think. It's counter to believe that God really does have a future and a hope for you. It's being spoken against that God still does miracles. It's being spoken against that God's gifts and the gifts of the Spirit still flow. It's counterculture right now to be able to walk and declare the name of Jesus without being ridiculed sometimes. No. Attai says, I will be faithful to the kingdom, but I have to be disloyal to the emerging counterculture. I refuse to follow after Absalom because he's a counterfeit. Come on, y'all. Counterfeit. See, even when you make this decision to be faithful, you have to look out for your fair weather friends, because they will decide. They will decide if you are worth being connected to them. They will decide if they want to hang out with you or if they will follow the counterfeit. See, faithfulness is a choice. Hence, it has to be your choice. Faithfulness has a cost. Write this down. Here's a Sunday school fact. Y'all getting anything? Y'all getting anything out of this morning? Trust me, I'm fired up. And for those of you who are listening to this on podcast, thanks for tuning in every week. We're so grateful. There's so many people watching literally from around the world, and those who are listening on podcasts and other things. Thank you for being a part of the City Place family, wherever you are. Write this down, Sunday school fact. True faithfulness is not shown when life is smooth and everything is easy. True faithfulness is shown in times of trouble. Let me say that one more time, y'all. True faithfulness is not shown when life is smooth and everything is easy. True faithfulness is shown in times of trouble. True faithfulness is shown in times of trouble, not when everything is easy. It's easy to be loyal to Jesus when there is no COVID season. It's easy to be loyal to Jesus when everything is smooth. It's easy to be loyal to our friends when the ride is only uphill. It's easy to be faithful to our spouse when there is no argument. It's easy to be faithful to our kids when they're not being homeschooled. I'm just kidding. Just playing. I'm sorry, y'all. Lord, forgive me. I'm over here confessing online. Forgive me, Lord. No, it's easy to be faithful when it's all smooth, but true faithfulness is found when there's a little bit of squeezing. Our faithfulness to the presence of God is needed more now than ever. Your faithfulness to prayer in the middle of things that you and I can't physically handle in the natural sense shows up in moments like this. Write this down. I told you were going to take a lot of notes, y'all. I told you. And don't, trust me, I'm about to get you out of here. Write this. Faithfulness has to move from my heart to public display through my words and actions. Have you ever given somebody that, you know, a gift and You get the phrase, well, it's the thought that counts. How? Not everybody really believes that part. You know, you're like, hey, you came this way. Why didn't you bring a gift, right? See, faithfulness is your choice, and hence it has to be your choice. But faithfulness can't just be in the solitude of your own house. Faithfulness just can't be in the solitude of your heart or in your mind. Faithfulness has to move from your words to your actions. And Atai says, I know you've been seeing me when you've been going through the kingdom, King. And just by based on this conversation, you've been wondering, you know, if I'm committed to you or this counterfeit over here by the name of Absalom. What I'm about to tell you, sir, is that I'm going to put my life where my words are. My heart has been for you. And now what I'm going to do is my 600 men and their families, my family, we're going with you no matter where you go. We don't know where you're going because you just told me you don't know where you're going. But no matter where you go, we're going to be faithful to the kingdom. And we'll be faithful to you. We're committed to you. And in fact, hey, everybody that's with me, all of my men, we're going with him. I just want you to know, sir, that I have 600 men and their families and my family, and we're going with you. See, our faithfulness has to become more than just the solitude of our heart. God knows our heart. Yes, he does. But he also wants to see the declaration of our lips and the actions put to it. Are you with me? Here's a couple of questions, and I want you to think about this. This is a little raw and a little real. Is it okay? Do I have permission to be a little raw and a little real? Here's just a couple of questions I want you to think about. Ask yourself this. Am I willing to risk my personal identity for the cause of Christ? Remember? I'm going to be loyal to the king, but I have to be disloyal to the emerging culture. I have to be loyal to the kingdom of God, but I have to set aside any sort of personal agenda. I can't be following the counterfeit. I can't be with Absalom. No, if I'm committed to the king, then my personal identity will rest in the King of Kings, not with some sort of counterfeit. So the question is, are you willing to risk your personal identity for the cause of Christ? Things that make you go, remember that? Y'all remember that? Old school show. Number two, how many of you would be willing to give up everything for Christ? Remember, faithfulness has a cost. Pack up, everybody. We're leaving Gath. We're going to where the presence of God is. See, we have to give up who we are. We have to give up everything. I know the word everything is scary, isn't it? Yeah, because in our mind, we think everything tangible. My house, my car, my money. No. Listen. When I go to the kingdom of God, I don't give up everything. I do give up everything, but I gain the presence of the king. I gain the closeness of the king. I gain the conversation of the king. I gain what the king has. I gain all aspects of the king. Did you notice that Atai, who was just coming to the kingdom, was now having a personal dialogue with the king? He was having close access to the king. Again, I'm relating this to the king of all kings. So when you give up everything, faithfulness has a cost to be in close proximity with the king. You gain everything because he is the king. Third question, you can think on this. How many of us are willing to speak up for the kingdom cause? And this leads me to a couple of final thoughts. Write this down. Our faithfulness to God is a choice that comes at a cost. It's not always popular to faithfully serve God, but God deserves nothing less because he is faithful himself. God deserves nothing less because he's faithful himself. Let me prove it. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says this: let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he, the King of all kings, who promised, watch now, is faithful. Don't throw in the towel in all of the faith that you have that God could blow your mind in this crazy time in 2020. Don't throw in the towel. Don't you dare give up on that God-sized purpose, destiny, and dream. It says, because he who promised it to you is faithful. He is faithful. He is loyal. He is constant. He is steadfast. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 says that if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. When you and I move from being loyal and constant and committed to God and we're chasing counterfeits, it says that God is still there going, I'm your dad. I'm your dad. You're my son. You're my daughter. I'm going to be right here. Come on back. Come on back. I'm faithful to you. I'm committed to you. Because there's purpose and destiny on the inside of you. 1 John 1, 9 says, but if we confess our sins, watch this now, to him, he is faithful, there it is again, and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is nothing that you've ever done, nothing that you will ever do where you will disqualify yourself from the faithfulness of God. Why? Because he himself is committed to you. In the final verse, Romans 5:8 says this: but God shows us his love in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinning, he was faithful to say, Jesus, I haven't changed my mind. You will be the sacrifice that takes their place. So the question that I have as we wrap up is, are we ready to be faithful to him? Atai, King, I'm committed to you no matter what. My life belongs to him. It belongs to the Lord because I made a vow. I'm going to be committed to you. The rest of the story is that Absalom thinks that he's going to be king, but he's ultimately defeated and David takes his place back as the king. And Attai is rewarded for his faithfulness. He's rewarded for his faithfulness and he becomes one of David's top military commanders because of his faithfulness. Can I tell you today that if you, where you are, will remain faithful to the king, God will keep his hand on you and bring you to the place that he sees for you in this season of life. Right where you are, I want to pray for you. You've been hanging out with us online. You've been worshiping with us. Some of you have already, before I could even get to the moment in the service, some of you have already said, I live to give. I'm already worshiping the Lord in my giving, Pastor D. But there's also this special moment where God the Father wants to prove himself faithful to you. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. His faithfulness is already on display, but maybe you haven't received it yet. Maybe you're realizing that there's something that you have to do. And here's what it is. It's really simple. All I'm asking from you today is to leave where you are. Leave any pain, any shame, any fear, any concern. Just leave it. Just leave it and say, I'm going to the King. I want to be connected to the kingdom of God. I want to be connected to the King of all kings, the Lord of lords. I want to be connected to Jesus. And we do that through salvation. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus died and rose again, he comes and he lives on the inside of us. He comes and he lives on the inside of us, which means that he's always near. And so I'm going to pray a prayer, and I just want you to pray it after me. And then after you pray that prayer, I've just got a couple of next steps because our church wants to celebrate you. It's really simple. Are you ready? Come on. We've got people praying. Come on, City Place family. Let's pray for those that are going to pray this prayer today. You're saying, Pastor Damon, I want to receive Jesus. You ready? You ready? Come on, say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Jesus, I want to be close to you. I want to give you my life, and I receive yours. I acknowledge that you died for me, and you rose for me. And today, I remove the counterfeit, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And I commit my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, City Place family. Can you make some noise for Jesus? I wish like I could like, ooh, 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 ooh. The Bible says that when one person receives Jesus, all of heaven celebrates. And so right now, because of the decision that you made, heaven is throwing a party. As the pastor of City Place Church, I welcome you into the family of God. It is my highest honor. The reason why I said yes to Jesus and serving him as a pastor was because I wanted to be able to celebrate moments like this when people come into a relationship with God. So I celebrate you this morning. I want to give you a couple of next steps. You ready? The decision you made today, don't do life alone. You have a group of people who are ready to push you into all that God's called you to be. Do me a favor. We've got a virtual connect card, that same one that I mentioned at the start of our service. cityplacechurch.com/card. Let us know the decision you made today and the life change that you experienced through accepting Jesus. So maybe you have a prayer request. Our church wants to come around you and encourage you. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is to join a community of people. We call them city groups here. They're our small groups. We've got groups for men, women, students, young adults, families. cityplacechurch.com/citygroups. But those are two simple steps to let you know that there's a community of people who want to cheer you on. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's make some noise for those that made the decision today. The last thing we're going to do today, and I mentioned it earlier, is that we're going to worship the Lord through our giving. We believe here at City Place Church that God has called us to live to give. And I always love being able to celebrate the things that our church that we're doing because you're remaining faithful to God. And so, as always, I want to say thank you. But this morning, I also want to challenge us. I also want to challenge us to really see our giving as an act of worship. We're saying, Father, you have poured into me, and I'm going to pour it back to you. Let this be worship unto you. I know that sounds funny, like it's like, huh, worship. No, no, no. This is a heart thing. This is God, the finances that you've given me, this is a sign of gratefulness. And so if you call City Place home, just know that we're going to continue to steward God's kingdom finances to continue to make an impact into this city. So information is on the screen right now. You can give via text or you can give online, cityplacechurch.com/give. And I'm so excited. And again, for those of you that may have been impacted in this season, please let us be the church of Jesus, whether it's through prayer or if there's a way we can support you. This is what the church of Jesus is here for. And so I'm going to pray, and I just want to just say thanks for hanging out. But let's go ahead and pray, and let's give and worship the Lord through our giving. Father, we love you today. We thank you that we get to lift up your name. Thank you for the lives being changed. God, I declare over City Place Church that this church will be faithful to you. God, that we won't follow any counterfeits. But God, we have the choice, and we choose to be near to you. Don't let your presence leave us at any moment. Because, God, there's nothing we can do without you. And I just pray, God, that you receive all the glory and all the honor. Bless our giving today. Let it be an act of worship and use our church to continue to make an impact, not only in our city, but throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, thank you for hanging out. I also want to encourage every single person, get involved in a small group. We literally have people watching from around the world. Just so you know, you don't have to be in Florida to be a part of a city group. So whether you're in Trinidad, woo, whether you're in New York or wherever it may be, New Jersey, Virgin Islands, hop on in to a city group because we want to make sure that we're all growing in relationships in community, but also in our relationship with God. Well, hey, I hope you enjoyed service this week. I can't wait to hang out with you throughout the week, as well as see you right back here again at City Place Online. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for joining us. Stay connected by subscribing to the City Place Church podcast, following us on Instagram, checking us out on Facebook, or by visiting our website, www.cityplacechurch.com.